divided kingdom. This is the evening news program on the cutting edge. This is Lou Caverly.
And Elizabeth Tuppett Caverly. And Lou, we've got to first of all thank our listeners for their great support and their encouraging words about our new book, and that is COVID and Coming Chaos. And if you didn't get a copy and you would like to have a copy, you just write to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And if you can put a $5 bill in, or if you would like to give a donation, that's fine. And you will get a copy of our book. And also, in doing a little business here, I think that it is so important to do as that brave broadcaster Hawk says, and that is keep preparing, whether it's a can of soup, whether it's other food that you're ordering in, do this. We've heard there may be some shortages coming in tomato sauce, tomatoes, next month, and some other things. And I wanted to share what I've been doing for over 20 years now, because I first heard Marty Schachter on the Alex Jones Show. And he had a company called Calbin, and it makes laundry soap, and it makes shampoos. I think the shampoos may have changed, but at that time they were very, very natural. And so his son, Terry Schachter, took over. Marty, at that time, read my first books, Patriots Warning 1 and 2, America Attacked, and Chaos and Chemtrails. And so I tried the soap. And it was really and truly wonderful because there are no bad chemicals. You know, we've heard the health ranger Mike Adams talk about the cancer-causing chemicals in laundry soap. So, you know, I get nothing out of this by telling you their toll-free number, but it was time, I thought, to stock up. Remember, I had a word of knowledge last year that we had about 1 year to prepare, and I wanted to have some extra boxes of the Calbin laundry soap on hand. So I called, and I was surprised. The company has been sold to one of their customers. And I talked to someone very nice named Sherry. And I asked her whether the product was the same, and she said she's been there for many years, and it is the same. And the only thing that I found out, two things, there was a little sale going on. So I think the boxes were a little bit cheaper than usual. And then I told her that I would give a testimonial here to all of you to tell you what I thought about it, and I asked if I could get a little better rate on the shipping. And that's all that I get from Calbin. And their number, if you decide to call and get information, is 1-800-340-7091. And again, that's 1-800-340-7091. And you know we've been giving you the toll-free number to Congress because you must get in touch with your senator and then your representative and ask them to bring a bill out of committee. That's the first thing. And the HR bill, the House bill is 1425, and the Senate bill is 444. So you ask them to bring that out of committee so they can vote on it. And, you know, this is, concerns the WHO, the World Health Organization treaty, and we do not want this global pandemic treaty to oversee our country and take away our sovereignty. You could be taken away, as Luke pointed out, to a detention center. You could be injected with vaccines involuntarily. So after the senator and the representative hear you say that you want the bill brought out of committee, vote on it, you must add what Lou emphasized is so important, that then they must vote no. The Senate must vote no to the treaty ever coming in. And also, we have been concerned, again, we did not hear from our good friend, the Pennsylvania doctor, and we ask all of you to pray for his health and his well-being, because he had COVID the second time. And we also heard from a listener named Mary, whose brother is very ill with having had a heart attack, and her latest letter we just got says there is some improvement. So do pray for Mary's brother. And Mary, I think you misunderstood me in your letter. You didn't like that I was praising the bushes. I have never praised the bushes. I think that there was part of the script that said that that compared to the Bush years, whatever is coming on us now is so much more draconian. That's the only thing I can think of that you might have misheard there. But we're praying for you and your situation, too. And, you know, you might think about selling your land. Because what if you could get a huge price? If you could, I think I would investigate it to see, because then you could buy, perhaps, a little home or put up one of those tiny houses in a nice woodland area. Do not be a martyr for some kind of a political cause. Lou and I do not advise that, do we?
No, we don't. All too many of the political causes are just making profits for all the politicians.
And in a deeper sense, this is a very idealistic person, as you and I both know, that she feels this is a noble ideal to stand up for the right, because people's property shouldn't be taken from them. But you have to think about yourself, your survival. God made you to survive because you have such a great mind. You write so many things that are so important for us to bring up, and we care about you. We wish we could send you a book, but there's no address to send it to. So, you know, do think about these things. You know, years ago, Bob Chapman, some of you remember him. He had that little paper that went out, the International Forecaster, and we interviewed him a time or two, and I told him the dilemma we were in. We were going into deep debt, and we had an old house in Pennsylvania, and we had our home here in Maryland. He said, sell one house. Well, we couldn't. It was taken out of our hands because there was a lot of injury to the home with pipes bursting in the winter, and we couldn't afford. It was just a huge amount to get it partially fixed, $11,000 to get the radiators fixed. So we could never go on beyond that and continue to do our radio work. But you see, God worked it out in his way and time. He worked it out so that in 2022, the person who had done some work on our house said, I want to buy it. And we think that was a very rare person. God was in it. That was a rare person because no one else wanted it. So, Mary, please do not be adamant in your idea that you must only have it one way. Maybe you've been approached by a lawyer who God will use to help you get a lot of money, and then you can set up yourself again. We don't know. I mean, you would have to investigate it, and of course, knowing you, you will not do anything that's capricious. So now I believe that brings us up to date, and we now have these interesting headlines. First of all, InfoWars headlines, February 20th. Facial recognition technology hit New Zealand grocery stores. Ooh, Lou, you don't want to go shopping there, do you?
No, I don't want them knowing what I'm eating.
EU now codifying migration quotas to flood Europe with illegals. Hillary. And you know, I couldn't read my writing. I wrote that so fast. I think it just says, Hillary says Trump will lead U.S. military against Americans. Well, yes, the pot calling the kettle. Now, exclusive new form of blood clots found in 50% of the dead, the coroner says, and he reveals this this breaking news, this funeral home director, and we know who that is. It's Richard Hirschman. He warns that the blood clots are getting worse, and this was February 18th, 2024. And also the People's Voice, New York City, to give illegals debit cards worth $10,000 each, reported by the New York Post. You know, Lou, some of our listeners who have been independent and they're elderly, some of them don't have electricity. One of them needs a new refrigerator, and when we can get details on it, perhaps we will all help that person if the person would like us to. Now, imagine these patriotic American listeners we have. Yes, we're Mr. and Mrs. America, and we support you not giving up your guns. No, no, no. Things would get a lot worse. We're not Europe yet. But, Lou, $10,000 each? What do you think?
That's like half a year's salary for some people. And at the same time, many average Americans, for one reason or another, going broke. And yet, here we have a giveaway to people who have broken the law by even coming here in the first place.
Yes. Your words are an eloquent defense of the real people in America who are Americans. Then we have Michigan governor. That would be Mitch Whitmer calls on the president. And she should call on the President Biden to change this whole insanity, but she's calling on residents to house and settle illegal immigrants.
And here's the biggie news flash soundbite. DuckDuckGo hit this. MK Ultra shootings. Conspiracy theorists claim Chiefs, that is the Kansas City Chiefs, parade shooting, orchestrated so that Taylor Swift can push for gun control. And this is Lou speaking. Allegations by Alex Jones years back that singer Katy Perry was an intelligence mind control slave.
And Lou, this comes from the Daily.com.
Yes, that's exactly right. It does.
And all these, the extra details. The first one, I believe, was just sort of the headline from DuckDuckGo, wasn't it?
It was, yes. Alex Jones, many years back, said that singer Katy Perry was an intelligence mind control slave. There were also allegations by others that Kris Kristofferson was CIA. And those are all interesting charges. And as Elizabeth said, the matter about the shooting in Kansas City was from... Now, I can't read the writing.
TheDaily.com.
TheDaily.com.
And you turn over. You have more, don't you?
I do. And here are some more details. And this is a quotation. Across social media, conspiracy theorists alleged that the shooting, which left one person dead and 21 wounded, had been orchestrated by the federal government. The quote goes on. False flag, illegal immigrant, MK Ultra, transgender, mentally ill, pronoun person, taking prescription medications, and already on an FBI watch list, wrote Jaden
Jordan.
Sather.
This is my writing that you can't read.
That's
Jordan
true.
Salter,
I think it is.
Yes, I believe that's right.
And he said, did I cover all the bases there?
Yeah, why don't you just read that little description one more time?
Yeah.
False flag.
That's pretty good. False flag, illegal immigrant, MK Ultra, transgender. Mentally ill, pronoun person, taking prescription medications, and already on an FBI watch list.
That was a pretty complete grocery shelf.
That sure was. That really did cover all the bases. And now, tonight, we continue our close look at the evil surfacing in mid-February 2024. There are also a few belated Valentines. We salute those standing up for the right. Then I get into the increasingly hard-to-find, shocking Deagle Report and H.G. Wells as a precursor to the Great Reset. Elizabeth kicks off the spotlight on evil.
And this was Natural News, February 7th by Zoe Sky. Elon Musk claims Neuralink chip can be used, quote, to save your brain like a game. In the past, billionaire CEO Elon Musk has made many big announcements about his neurotechnology company, Neuralink. Now he is claiming that Neuralink can one day be used to save the human brain, quote, like a game. Recently, Neuralink has inserted its first device in a human volunteer. The Neuralink founder said the first human who has received an implant from the brain chip startup is recovering well. Now, doesn't this sound good? This is Elizabeth. We're thinking, hey, gee, this is science on the march. And the article says Musk pointed out an X to announce that initial results, quote, show promising neuron spike detection one day after the chip was implanted. The billionaire did not provide further details about the procedure. Spikes are activity by neurons. According to the National Institute of Health, spikes are cells that use electrical and chemical signals to send information around the brain and to the body. Musk said that the first Neuralink product was called telepathy. Now, Lou, this is Elizabeth. Telepathy means you can read my mind, I can read yours.
Yes,
we're supposed
that's right.
to read this, the mind of maybe the purpose of Neuralink. Back to the article. According to Musk, telepathy will use users, will allow users to control their, quote, phone or computer, and through them almost any device just by thinking. He added that initial users of the new product will include people who have lost the use of their limbs. Now, this is me, Elizabeth, again. Doesn't this sound really humanitarian? But wait, there are more lofty purposes. You could probably save state in the brain. So if you were to die, your state could be returned in the form of another human body or a robot body, claimed Musk. Now, you listeners thought I was making some kind of an error when I read that, didn't you? Because it didn't even make sense. You could probably save state in the brain. And I think that that is trying to say that you could keep your brain intact, you know. Somehow it would survive death. You could probably save state in the brain. So if you were to die, your state could be returned in the form of another human body or a robot body, claimed Musk. How far out, Lou, is that?
That's pretty far out. I don't begin to know how something like that could even be done on a big scale when you consider the...
Oh, I don't think it could be done on one body, do you?
No, what I'm thinking, though, is when you consider all the things that go on in a human mind, how are you going to transfer all those from one person to another?
But you said, I think you misspoke. That, you know, what the politicians love to say, they misspoke. You said you didn't know how it could be done on a wide scale. Those were your wrong words.
Yes. I don't think it can be done for a true human brain, for the whole brain. Maybe it could be done for one or two little ideas or some minuscule thing. But I don't know how many...
Some little piece of tissue.
I don't know how many millions of neurons there are in the human brain.
I think Musk should have gotten Fauci involved where he was transferring the scalp, you know, from the little aborted babies to the mice. I mean, I think we should make this interspecies. Then it might be more impressive yet.
Well, we might as well, yes. While we're at it, let's do it.
And, right. Oh, a little bit of satire here and there doesn't hurt anything when things are so evil. Back to the article. The billionaire then compared this saving process. Oh, I didn't read that right. Compared this saving process, saving your brain, you see, to backing up your progress on a video game. Oh, my word. You know, we go from the sublime to kiddie land. Lou, aren't these juvenile globalists nutso?
Yeah, you get the impression that some of these so-called geniuses, not much above the kids I see walking around when I was a teacher, the kids I would see walking around with their heads bent over their cell phones, bumping into each other, playing video games. It reminds me just of that.
And the one that, you know, about the attachment to the phone, remember her mother was a teacher, it dropped, the phone dropped. Was it in the car or out of the car?
It was in the car.
And she just had a hissy fit. The mother had to stop the car and pull off to the side so she could reach her phone.
Yes, she couldn't exist without her phone right in her hand at all times.
And, you know, as long as we're commenting here, this is what they want for us. They want us tied just to the Internet, period, because it is the Internet of bodies now. And we're getting closer to that cubicle where they want us to be sitting with the brain chip in us, and perhaps then the euthanasia comes when they claim they'll put part of us in the cloud. Yes, we didn't know something. Our great producer told us today because we had a request from a listener who really wanted a copy of our KJV interview. And so we just thought, like years ago, we knew we had gotten a nice copy of a CD from our producer. And we thought, well, we will probably do that again because Lou was, he was playing around with some other ideas, how to make a copy of this, but it wasn't a CD copy. And it wasn't working out. And then we went into the archives and so eventually, a long story short, the producer informed us why he hasn't had that kind of equipment probably for years. There's no CD capacity now. Why, no? We're just on the Internet. Then someone else mentioned the Prophecy Club. There was somebody we wanted to look up. Dr. Jeffrey, can you remember the last? Baker. Yes, I should remember. Yes. That was my mother's maiden name. So we were going to look to see if we could find anything. And yes, that listener, thank you to two listeners who sent some health products. And I really do appreciate that and ongoing prayers. I sound better this week than I have for a number of weeks. So at any rate, when we went to the Prophecy Club, we were wondering why we no longer got, they were kind of brochures that would come out till about the time of COVID, and they would list all the speakers that Stan Johnson had, and they all gave prophecies. Well, we realized later that because of COVID, they wouldn't have these big meetings anymore. But when we went on there, you couldn't even really see the videos unless you signed up, I think, and now it's all online. I don't know that they're even sending anything out. So do you see how the noose is tightening? Because there'll be great control. And Lou, you pointed out about the music stars of today. They were concerned about money. Go ahead. And this.
Yeah, they were concerned, too, about AI imitating their voices. You know, the AI now can basically, and I heard something else that I'll mention, too, in passing, but they were concerned because there could be forgeries. The AI can mimic the human voice so well that, let's say we had in the old days, Tennessee Annie Ford, they could come up with a recording of some song that sounds just like his voice, and they'd get the money. Tennessee Annie wouldn't get the money. And they also, I heard today, now if I can come up with my thought, Elizabeth, you take over for a minute, and if I can think of that, I'll tell.
Well, you know, also the part about we thought that it could be used against people who had political views that they didn't like, singers, they wouldn't even be a part of this Internet availability.
Yes, and I just thought of what it was. This was on Fox News, listening in the radio. Actually, it's the TV, but I get the audio. And they said that AI is becoming a problem because it is being used by the not-so-nice people to trick people into, you know, they'll call up, they'll sound like you're mother, and say your father's been kidnapped, or some such thing, and try to get some money out of you by false pretenses, and they can imitate the human voice. It'll sound just like your mother speaking.
And it's good that you've pointed that out, too, that these scams are around.
Yes.
Some older people are taken in by that.
And they said younger people, too.
Are
they
taken in?
Yeah, very much. They said they thought that younger people would be onto this kind of thing, because they're so savvy about technology, but they're being tricked just about as much as the older people.
Well, we could go into a big, long song and dance on that when we had Angeline Marie on about her new book, The Soul of Society. She told about the origin of all these propaganda factories, and that would be the social media, and that would be Hollywood, formed even by British intelligence in the beginning. They were set up to be sort of gaslighting facilities for the people, propaganda spewers, so that the people no longer have their own individual common sense and problem solving. They don't read very much. They just are hooked into the giant brain mind, the collective New World Order mind. Well, now back to Musk. Okay. And again, we mentioned this juvenility of this comparison to the video game. He goes on. Musk said that the process could be something analogous to a video game, like a save game situation where you are able to upload your last state. He said that while you might lose a few memories during the process, you would still mostly be you. Related, Elon Musk's brain chip implant company, Find, for violating U.S. hazardous material transport rules. Musk suggests Neuralink could help humans avoid extinction. The billionaire has also expressed hopes that the Neuralink brain chip will be able to help humans compete with artificial intelligence. There you were, Lou. Supposedly will compete. In the past, Musk has expressed concerns that humans could face an AI extinction event if they don't take action to compete with the rapidly developing technology. At the 2023 Global AI Safety Summit, AISS 2023 in the UK, Musk said that there is some chance, quote, above zero, that AI will kill us all. Now, Lou, we didn't plan to take so much time on this article, but it is very important. Right there might be the true purpose. It's not going to be to make us immortal. It's not going to be to put us in a cloud. It's not going to be to keep part of the state of our brain okay and turn it into another thing. It's going to be, I think, a disappearance of the dissidents, the killing, and it will be the T4 vans rolling all over again in a different sense. Now, the article says, according to Musk, one of his long-term goals is for people to reach, quote, symbiosis with artificial intelligence. This means he wants humans to one day reach a state in which they can coexist with AI in a mutually beneficial relationship. Well, I, Elizabeth, think that's just a lie. And the article says Musk thinks that this could be possible through a brain chip like Neuralink. Now, this article had more related stories. And here they are. Dark secrets. Musk's company, Neuralink, hides photos of dead animal subjects used to test brain implants. Does that sound like immortality to you, Lou?
It doesn't sound like things are going too well to me.
The dead animal subjects?
Yeah.
And they hid the pictures? They shouldn't have to hide the pictures if this is such a glorious future for animals and people, do you think?
Exactly, yeah. They should broadcast them, put them out on the Internet. Everybody can see them.
Yeah. And then the next one, Neuralink implant ruptured the brain of a female monkey, autopsy finds. What will happen when they are implanted into humans? That doesn't sound like keeping the same state either, does it?
No.
UNESCO, even UNESCO, my gosh, that's part of the UN, warns against brain chips being used as, quote, personality-altering weapons. And his sources included TheSun.com, TheGuardian.com, and Twitter.com. And then I think we move right on, don't we? Yes, the global depopulation agenda not only used COVID-19 vaccines, but hospitals were given $100,000. This was an offer to them for COVID patients after death by ventilators. And that's according to widely reported verification sources. So this was February 7th, LifeSite News. Mom sues hospital after daughter died from forced ventilator, remdesivir treatment for COVID. Julie Schlipp is seeking justice for Jessica with a wrongful death suit against Trinity Health Hospital in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where her daughter passed away in December 2021 as a result of procedures that went against her wishes. And this was by Stephen Cox. The mother of a Michigan woman who was given remdesivir and died after being forced onto a ventilator is raising funds for a wrongful death lawsuit. Julie Schlipp is seeking justice for Jessica, her daughter, who passed away at Trinity Health Hospital in Grand Rapids. Jessica, whose last name was Hallgren, died in December 2021 from kidney failure, a collapsed lung, multiple strokes, and brain hemorrhaging 10 days after delivering her 29-week-old baby, Margaret, via C-section. Schlipp told LifeSite that the hospital basically kidnapped Jessica, isolated her from her husband, and gave her treatments that not only weren't necessary, but against her explicit wishes. Quote, she went to the urgent care facility after her blood oxygen level fell into the 80s, following a bout with pneumonia, which her primary care doctor said could be bad for the baby. She arrived, and they immediately took her away from her husband, Matt, who was denied entrance. He didn't get a chance to speak to her until several days later, Schlipp said via phone call. Schlipp also explained that Jessica, who was perfectly healthy and only 39 years old at the time, was aware of the dangers of remdesivir and ventilators. Quote, "If they vent me, I won't make it out of here," end of quote, she repeatedly told her husband. She was transported by ambulance to Trinity Health 20 minutes north later that evening. But within days, her oxygen levels began to improve, rising to the mid-90s with help from prayerful meditation, but also a CPAP machine. She even texted her eldest daughter that she was doing pretty good. But the hospital was insistent that she needed to go on a ventilator. After initially refusing, she was told that in order to deliver the baby, she would ultimately have to be put on one. Quote, "It doesn't make sense why she needed to be on a ventilator for a C-section," Schlipp explained. But Jessica wanted to do whatever was needed to ensure her baby lived. She didn't have a choice. Schlipp says that before giving birth, Jessica attempted to pull the ventilator tubes out of her throat, though she was not conscious at the time. Hospital staff then strapped her arms and legs down to prevent that from happening again. Schlipp says medical records that she obtained indicate remdesivir was likely administered 4 times, though a staffer told Schlipp that Jessica refused it, thereby implying that her kidney failure, lung collapse, strokes, and hemorrhaging were all symptoms of COVID. And there is more to this horrifying story. Schlipp is in the, Remdesivir and ventilators were used as standard protocol for COVID patients by hospitals across the United States per the advice of Dr. Anthony Fauci and approval from the Food and Drug Administration. The drug had a known fatality rate of around 52% in African trials. During the pandemic, hospitals were financially enticed by the U.S. government with a 20% reimbursement bonus to administer remdesivir. A whopping 76% of COVID patients under age 65 that were put on ventilators died. And we're going to interject there, but we're not going to name the person. A person who gave us some very important interviews in 2023 about the Nazi connection to the New World Order also was given remdesivir. And I think that person didn't know that it was remdesivir. So hospitals, back to the article, also obtained money for classifying deaths as being due to COVID-19. And I think now we move right on.
Yes, now we have the murderous chaos for the years 2021 to 2024 also included COVID-19 vaccine effects. This was an article by Ethan Huff, republished by InfoWars, originally in naturalnews.com, December 27, 2023. The headline reads, "Three universities confirm COVID jabs destroy human health. Autoimmunity, tinnitus, musculoskeletal inflammation, and more." Citing data from the country's health insurance database, three universities in South Korea have revealed that the, quote, "fully vaccinated," unquote, are much worse off health-wise than the unvaccinated. One study they put together looked specifically at musculoskeletal disorders, like injuries or disorders of the muscles, nerves, tendons, joints, cartilage, and spinal discs. Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, so-called vaccines, the researchers found, are directly linked as a significant risk factor for every kind of inflammatory musculoskeletal disorder. After looking at the COVID jabs manufactured and sold by Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, Janssen, that is Johnson & Johnson, Novavax, and AstraZeneca, the researchers determined in a cohort study that people who take any of these shots have a much higher risk than people who don't of developing inflammatory musculoskeletal disorders. And the great This is Lou speaking now. The Great Reset ideal of sacrificing the individual for the collective whole was illustrated very well in all its evil glory by this news item from Now the End Begins, May 8th, 2023. The headline, Chelsea Clinton, Bill Gates, and the World Health Organization are launching, quote, the big catch-up, unquote, to inject every child with a COVID mRNA gene editing injection. Chelsea Clinton, through her family's health nonprofit, is working alongside the likes of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the World Health Organization, and UNICEF, in what she hopes will become, quote, the largest childhood immunization effort ever, unquote. That's why the Clinton Health Access Initiative and like-minded organizations will be working with the WHO to bridge the gap in an effort dubbed the Big Catch-Up, Clinton said Tuesday at Fortune's Brainstorm Health Conference in Marina del Rey, California. Lol, silly human, and you thought the forced injections were all over, didn't you? They're coming for your children now. And here's a quotation from the Bible, 2 Kings 4:40. So they poured out for the men to eat, and it came to pass, as they were eating of the pottage, that they cried out and said, O thou man of God, there is death in the pot, and they could not eat thereof, unquote. On this episode of the NTEB Prophecy News Podcast, millions of people across America and around the world have rightly and accurately rejected the COVID mRNA gene editing injection. And that's good news. But compare that to billions of people globally who took multiple rounds of the shot. The dramatic and sudden rise in heart issues, strokes, blood clots, and all those who died suddenly speak of the results. Who do we see at the forefront of the big catch-up? Oh, just the usual cast of characters who all hung out with Jeffrey Epstein on his pedophile island. These same people now want to protect the children.
Yes, and you know, Lou, we might think that the news from the People's Voice on February 9th, that was really bad, because the headline said that Germany decriminalizes child pornography offenses. Yes, that's bad, but what Governor Gretchen Whitmer did in November totally eclipses it. LifeSite News, Ashley Sadler, Wednesday, November 22nd. Boy, that's a date for you JFK watchers of the assassination, isn't it, Lou?
It sure is, yes.
Okay. Michigan's pro-abortion governor signs legislation making it easier to kill babies up to birth. Never before in Michigan history has such appallingly anti-life legislation been passed, Protect Life Michigan said. Livonia, Michigan. The radically pro-abortion Democratic governor of Michigan on Tuesday signed into law a package of measures designed to cut back abortion restrictions and make it easier for physicians in the Great Lakes state to murder unborn babies up to the moment of birth. Quote, abortion is a fundamental right, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said in a Tuesday thread on X after signing the legislative package. Quote, since I took office, I fought like hell to protect it, and that fight continues today. End of quote. Protect Life Michigan has condemned the new laws, arguing that never before in Michigan history has such appallingly anti-life legislation been passed. The pro-abortion bill signed by Whitmer come a year after voters approved the radical Proposition 3, enshrining abortion into the state constitution and include the expansive, though somewhat watered-down, Reproductive Health Act, slated to take effect in February, which will cut back numerous earlier pro-life protections, including Michigan's 2011 partial birth abortion ban. Lou, I have to interject. That would be happening then right now, you see.
Yes, that's right.
Continue this story.
The 2011 partial birth abortion ban made it a felony for a doctor to perform the procedure, which it describes as the delivery of a living infant, quote, until, in the case of a head-first presentation, the entire fetal head is outside the body of the mother, or, in the case of breech presentation, any part of the fetal trunk, past the navel, is outside the body of the mother, unquote, with the intention of killing the baby. Speaking in favor of the ARIDS, RHA, the Reproductive Health Act, Michigan Democratic Senator Mallory McMorrow praised the measure for allegedly eliminating, quote, arbitrary hurdles, unquote, preventing pregnant moms from easily aborting their children. Governor Whitmer, who claimed at a Clinton Global Initiative event in September that access to abortion is, quote, important for our economy, unquote, has promised not to stop in her effort to make abortion more easily accessible. As I've said before, the journey to protect reproductive rights is a marathon, not a sprint, Whitmer said Tuesday, vowing to keep fighting to expand abortion access, quote, especially in our communities of color, unquote. Available data suggests that black women are disproportionately represented among abortion seekers, and that black babies are at far more risk from abortion than infants of other races. In 2019, for example, abortions of black babies made up 51.6% of all Michigan abortions, with 13,687 black babies murdered in the womb that year alone, despite the fact that black people represent just 13.6% of the overall state population. And Protect Life Michigan declared, today, Michigan law was changed to oppress more children and harm more women. Michigan women and children deserve better than the discrimination the Reproductive Health Act has brought to the state. Help us protect the women and babies whose lives are at risk because of this radical legislation in one of the most abortion-radical places on the planet.
And, Lou, if some of you listeners appreciate what we're doing, you can always send us some help, some cash, some money orders, or a check made out to WWCR or Global Star Communications. And we had a nice communication from a lady named Alethea, and I think she has a dump truck company, but the Internet would not cooperate with us. We could not email her back, and then her name of her company disappeared. So if you're listening, Alethea, why don't you contact us by snail mail? Send us a little request you wanted to write an article about us. So write to Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland. And that's P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And now, Lou, we were going to get into more of this evil business going on, and then some Valentine's, late Valentine's, salutes to people who are acting righteously. But I think we're going to move right now to the Deagle Report. This has been disappearing from the Internet, and we're telling you about all this evil depopulation. Lou, let's go right into the Deagle Report, and remember that you will hear us on 5935 on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and on Thursdays, 4.840 at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So we'll pick up the story again tomorrow night. Go ahead, Lou.
All right. Some of you have asked us about a certain important report on draconian population reduction. The report, the Deagle Report, may be getting hard to find. Before it can no longer be accessed at all and goes down the memory hole, here is a blow-by-blow description, a breakdown of that report. This appeared at Great Game India, and the title was America's Most Secret Intelligence Agency, Deagle, Forecast Depopulation of the World from the COVID-19 Crisis and the Great Reset.
What date was it originally that you
Originally, this was April the 9th of 2021.
Okay.
Deagle is America's most secret intelligence agency, so secretive that few people know of its existence, and others claim the organization doesn't legitimately exist at all. Despite the overwhelming suppression of its significance, Deagle is routinely used by the CIA and other security outfits. WikiLeaks documents have revealed Deagle was legitimately used as reference material in a Stratfor, now that's spelled S-T-R-A-T-F-O-R, used in a Stratfor report on the technological capabilities of the People's Republic of North Korea. Stratfor is known in the intelligence community as Consultant CIA or Shadow CIA. According to their own website, Deagle.com, Deagle provides news and intelligence on international military, aviation, and advanced technologies. Their website has articles dating back to 2003, but little is known about the real owners. Deagle's reports in particular, the aforementioned research in North Korea, were also provided to the president during presidential daily briefings. Deagle thus provides information which is subsequently used by global intelligence communities and governments. Here is a partial list of known Deagle partners and clients according to their own website. The National Security Agency, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, that is NATO, Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, OSCE, and I'm not exactly sure what that stands for. And going on, the Russian Defense Procurement Agency, Stratfor, the World Bank, and the United Nations. This highly regarded intelligence organization has a grim outlook for the United States and the world in the coming years, including a significant decrease in population. Deagle has for some time now predicted in its forecast for 2025 a steep decline in U.S. population and that of the world. Excerpts from the unnerving forecast are provided below, and I believe that they begin with this next sentence. In 2014, we published a disclaimer about the forecast. In 6 years, the scenario has changed dramatically. This new disclaimer is meant to single out the situation from 2020 onwards. Talking about the United States and the European Union as separated entities no longer makes sense. Both of the Western Bloc keep printing money and will share the same fate. After COVID, we can draw two major conclusions. One, the Western world success model has been built over societies with no resilience that can barely withstand any hardship, even a low-intensity one. It was assumed, but we got the full confirmation beyond any doubt. And two, the COVID crisis will be used to extend the life of this dying economic system through the so-called Great Reset. The Great Reset, like the climate change, extinction rebellion, planetary crisis, green revolution, shale oil hoaxes promoted by the system, is another attempt to slow down dramatically the consumption of natural resources and therefore extend the lifetime of the current system. It can be effective for a while, but finally won't address the bottom line problem and will only delay the inevitable. The core ruling elites hope to stay in power, which is, in effect, the only thing that really worries them. The collapse of the Western financial system and ultimately the Western civilization has been the major driver in the forecast, along with the confluence of crisis with a devastating outcome. As COVID has proven, Western societies embracing multiculturalism and extreme liberalism are unable to deal with any real hardship. It is quite likely that the economic crisis due to the lockdowns will cause more deaths than the virus worldwide. The stark reality of diverse and multicultural Western societies is that a collapse will have a toll of 50 to 80%, depending on several factors, but in general terms, the most diverse, multicultural, indebted, and wealthy, with the highest standard of living, will suffer the highest toll. The only glue that keeps united such an aberrant collage from falling apart is overconsumption, with heavy doses of bottomless degeneracy disguised as virtue. Nevertheless, the widespread censorship, hate laws, and contradictory signals mean that even that glue is not working anymore. Not everybody has to die. Migration can also play a positive role in this. The formerly known as second and third world nations are an unknown at this point. Their fate will depend upon the decisions they take in the future. Western powers are not going to take over them as they did in the past, because these countries won't be able to control their own cities, much less likely countries that are far away.
Lou, we have to interject here.
Yes.
That some of this may be propaganda, that we're going to have a beneficial result from immigrants. And there's another thing. This article was written before the full effects of Operation Warp Speed and the vaccines.
Yes, that's right.
But go on, and we're listening, and we're going to try to figure out who wrote this, too. Go ahead.
If they remain tied to the former world order, they will go down along with Western powers. They were talking there about the third world countries. There was a lot of bad blood in the Western societies, and the protests, demonstrations, rioting, and looting are only the first symptoms of what is coming. However, a new trend is taking place overshadowing this one. 6 years ago, the likelihood of a major war was tiny. Since then, it has grown steadily and dramatically, and today is by far the most likely major event in the 2020s.
Now, we're interjecting. That is very timely.
Yes.
Do you have a lot of the article left?
I would say maybe 3 minutes, probably.
All right. Why don't you go ahead, because we do want to get to his calculation.
Yes. Another particularity of the Western system is that its individuals have been brainwashed to the point that the majority accept their moral high ground and technological edge is a given. This has given the rise of the supremacy of the emotional arguments over the rational ones, which are ignored or deprecated. That mindset can play a key role in the coming catastrophic events. Over the next decade, it will become obvious that the West is falling behind the Russia-China bloc, and the malaise might grow into desperation. Going to war might seem a quick and easy solution to restore the lost hegemony, to finally find them into a France 1940 moment. If there is not a dramatic change of course, the world is going to witness the first nuclear war. The Western bloc collapse may come before, during, or after the war. It does not matter. A nuclear war is a game with billions of casualties, and the collapse plays in the hundreds of millions. And that would end their report there. But then the ones who are writing this commentary wrap it up this way. An interesting statement regarding the forecast was made by the authors on Deagle's forecast page, October 26, 2014. This is that. Historically, a change in the economic paradigm has resulted in a death toll that is rarely highlighted by mainstream historians. When the transition from rural areas to large cities happened in Europe, many people unable to accept this new paradigm killed themselves. They killed themselves by a psychological factor. This is not mainstream, but it is true. A new crisis joins old, well-known patterns with new ones. We are not a death or satanic cult or arms dealer, as some BS is floating around the Internet on this topic. Take into account that the forecast is nothing more than a model, whether flawed or correct. It is not God's word or a magic device that allows us to foresee the future.
And did it never give that data? I think that I remember that they said in the report somewhere that the population of the U.S. would be cut down to 50 million by about 2025.
They gave a percent. They gave a percent. But I didn't see an actual number.
Now, that's somewhere else, I think, on the Internet
so.
That commented that the Deagle Report did that. And so, you know, we have to sift through all of these sources, and we have to think about what's coming. And, you know, we were talking there with our producer earlier today that I said, what did you hear about Texas? And it seems as though the idea of a civil war being fomented has died for now. And so instead, I guess they pulled into their bag of magic tricks these shootings. We were somewhat thwarted there in looking for InfoWars' tagline, because we're being censored. they're watching us as we search for news, and we find different kinds of things that aren't available to us now, don't we? Without getting into a lot of detail.
Yeah, we find that certain sites don't seem to load in correctly.
Yes, and certain things happen at different places. So at any rate, you were able to do a search, and we did find what we could find about the possibility with that person, the shooter, who had the very, very long compound noun, I guess, the positive for what he or she was, and the key words, I think, were MK Ultra in that.
Yes.
So, you know, we are here. We are on the cutting edge of the spear, and we do appreciate some of you are praying for us daily for our protection and for our health. We heard a rumor that Brandon House was killed. We don't know. We have not been able to substantiate this. But if that's the case, he had important interviews with General McInerney, and who's the other great general we also talked about?
General Flynn, perhaps?
Yes, and Flynn. And this was at the time they were urging the then President Trump to declare an insurrection. You see, our country could have been saved. Remember how the Pillow Man went in? Mike Lindell, he wanted Trump to do it. Trump didn't do it. But the masses believe Trump is going to save us. Trump is going to save us. And they don't care what Hillary's saying about Trump. That doesn't mean a thing to them, does it?
No, no.
She's just an old has-been witch.
Yeah, that's right. Hillary is in the past now. We can forget about her.
The name is Gretchen now. Gretchen.
That's right.
Gretchen, Witch Whitmer, and some others. We have Mara Healy up there, kind of promoting her woman lover into a high position as Operation Task Force Shelter goes on. And next week, you're going to get a report on that, too. But we're running out of time, and tomorrow night, there's a lot more of a few Valentines for some good people, some more evil going on. And Lou is going to tell you about H.G. Wells and the Great Reset. So do tune in and write to us at Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And hold your heads high because you are God's people. He will never desert you if you turn to Him and you live your life under His direction. Good night.